Rational Creatures, Episode 8. Previously on Rational Creatures, we have met our characters, we have met our conflict, we are still just kind of going on with the flow. We're getting ready for the big trip, which is analogous to, I guess, the trip from trip to Lyme that they all go on in the novel. And this time they're all going to a cabin. And this episode is another shorty. Just sort of still building up the tension between the various characters. So let us get into it. So the episode starts with Anna in some sort of storage room, putting a bag away and running into Sophie. And I am honestly sort of confused by this. I'm not sure what sort of shared room space this is. It looks, again, like some sort of garage or storage space, because Sophie's coming in with a fan. Anna's putting her bag away. There's a Christmas tree in there, like a fake one or whatever. And the reason I'm confused by this is I've never lived in an apartment complex, so I don't know if maybe this is something that I just, as not an apartment dweller, as a perennial, I've always lived in, I've lived in a condo and I've lived in houses, but I've never lived in an apartment complex with like some sort of shared storage room facility. So I'm confused by this because they don't, Sophie and Anna don't live in the same unit. They live in the same apartment complex because Sophie's living with her sister Marisol. But like they seem to be in a some sort of shared storage unit that they are both storing things in, even though they live in different apartments. And that just seems like, seems weird to me. I'd love it if anybody wants to reach out, let me know that if you live in an apartment complex with something like this, because it makes absolutely no sense to me. I wouldn't want to necessarily put my crap in a place where everybody else is storing their stuff. It just seems very strange. I don't understand what's happening or what this space is or why. I mean, I guess maybe it's a garage of some kind. Though, again, most apartment complexes, I mean, some of them do have some sort of garage or storage space, I suppose. But I'm very confused on what this space is that they are at, because they both live in an apartment complex. And I don't understand how someone living in an apartment complex in two different units would have some sort of shared storage space facility. I'm very confused. Okay, but we're going to move on from that because we probably shouldn't talk about that forever. I don't understand what's happening in the actual physical location that they are in. But we'll move on to what is happening story-wise. So, Sophie is Fred's sister. Fred is staying with her. That's why that Anna and Fred are running into each other. They're staying in the same apartment complex. Or apartment building, honestly, probably. So they run into each other, they have an awkward little conversation, Sophie and Anna now, about how Sophie is in grad school for astrophysics, and how Anna is thinking about maybe going back to grad school, but she doesn't know for what, and how she just feels like she doesn't know what she's doing with her life, and Sophie's saying that's why everybody goes to grad school, which, as some, again, somebody who's gone to grad school, that seems also like an awkward statement. And like, no, I mean, I don't know, maybe some people do, but I kind of went to grad school because I had a very specific purpose for it. So I don't know. Got me the job that I have. I don't know. That was also a weird thing of like, go to grad school because you don't know what to do with your life. I mean, maybe it's just a joke. I don't know. I might be taking it too literally. But this whole thing just, this scene between Anna and Sophie, I don't understand why it's here. I don't understand what the room that they're in is. I don't understand what purpose it is serving in the story, really, other than to tell us that Anna is confused about her life. But we already kind of know that. I don't know. I just, this scene, I don't know. I love this series as a whole, but this scene, I don't understand why it's here. I don't understand the narrative purpose it is serving. And again, I don't understand the room that they are standing in. So, or, you know, why we're having the scene while Sophie carries a fan. It's weird. I don't understand what's happening here. But the only thing narratively I think we get out of it that I can piece at all is that Anna is doesn't know what she's doing with her life and feels like she's lacking purpose, is how I'm taking this. And that makes sense. You know, she has spent her life working with her father and working at his travel agency and whatever, and you know, has been laid off from that and is now, you know, just working in a coffee shop, which there's nothing wrong with working in a coffee shop, but if that's not what she, you know, wanted to do, she feels like she's just kind of wasting her time there. I can see that thought process of like not feeling fulfilled in your job, not feeling like this is what I actually want to do moving forward. That makes a lot of sense. But I feel like, again, we already kind of knew this about Anna. This is not new information. I don't get why this scene is here. So there's that. The other scene, however, in this little short video episode, much more important. So the second scene is Lewis and Ben, and they are talking about, again, sort of this trip coming up next weekend where they're going to go out to the cabin. And this part doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't understand how Ben is just realizing that it's this weekend at the same time as they're. Feel like this is a little bit, I'm going to call it a little lazy writing. Like this conflict should have happened when they first planned the trip. Where Ben is saying, "Oh, but we had tickets to the Laconia show," which I like that they called it the Laconia show. That's kind of fun. So some music show, but Laconia is a callback to Frederick Wentworth's ship from Persuasion, the novel, so that was a nice little callback. But it doesn't make a lot of sense to me that this is happening just the weekend before the trip, and Ben is just realizing it's the same weekend as the show that they have tickets for. So I don't understand how this is just now coming up, but we're gonna go with it because it works for the rest of the narrative. But that part bugs me a little bit. But the rest of this scene is perfect, so we'll let it slide. So the scene is opening with Lewis with his like camping headlamp thing on the headband, the stretchy headband around his head, and then he's got like camping pants that zip off into shorts, and he's got special shoes or sh not shoes, socks that are supposed to help him with ticks and all this outdoorsy stuff. And Ben is just kind of looking at him like, "Okay, who are you?" 'Cause obviously, Lewis is not an outdoorsy person. He's doing this all to impress Fred. He's being someone he is not to impress Fred, which is unfortunate, in my opinion. So there's that. And then he is, I don't know. So they're talking about this, then they're realizing that the trip to the cabin is the same weekend as when the Laconia show is going to be that they had tickets for, and Lewis is apologizing and saying they'll sell the tickets and they'll get the money back. And Ben says it's not about the money, and that is the tension there, where you really notice that Ben, who is roommates with Lewis but is also in love with Lewis, and Lewis, who doesn't realize really that Ben is in love with him and doesn't realize that he is, you know, getting the knife, you know, cutting him to the quick with all of this, with, you know, not thinking about. I think we're seeing here that Lewis is not caring about Ben's feelings or thinking about the fact that he had plans with Ben before all of this and just moving on with life and wanting to do all this stuff with Fred, even though it's very clear that he and Fred are not particularly compatible people because. Again, Lewis is pretending to be outdoorsy to impress Fred, which is not great. I don't know, dating plans or potential. You know what I mean? So that's what we get from the second scene. It's about, you know, the tickets from the Laconia and Ben still gonna go on this trip with Lewis to the cabin in the woods, even though Lewis is very much not an outdoorsy person. And Lewis, you know, I think showing that Lewis is trying to completely change himself to be what he thinks Fred wants him to be. Which is kind of gross. And is why their relationship is doomed to fail, because they are not actually compatible people. Lewis held Fred up as a celebrity before he ever met him, as the sort of unattainable god-like person, and has been changing himself this whole time to be who he thinks Fred wants him to be, so that he can be with Fred, even though he's not, that person. He's being somebody else for the relationship, which is not healthy. And I'm not blaming necessarily Fred for this, because I don't think Fred quite realizes that Lewis is doing this, but Ben sees it and is saddened by it. And it's an unhealthy dynamic, and we'll see it fall apart coming up soon in the rest of these episodes. But again, we're just seeing this whole episode feels kind of filler to me. Like, I said I really liked the second scene, and I did. The Ben and Lewis scene works kind of, but time-wise, maybe not so much. And I think it helps, pull the dagger in of the heart of Ben, which is nice. Getting some more Ben time is good. But I don't know that it really pulls the story forward in any meaningful way, because we already knew this. We already knew that Fred and Lewis are not a good couple, that they're not. We already, in a couple episodes ago, we got the information that they are incompatible. So I don't know, I feel like this episode is a bit of filler. It's not quite getting anywhere, because that Sophie on a scene, like I said, I didn't like at all, found very confusing, didn't get what the point was. And then the Ben and Lewis scene, I do get sort of the beats of it, but I also don't think it's necessarily pulling the story forward, because I think we already knew all those beats of the story. We knew that Lewis was hero worshipping Fred and changing himself for Fred. We're just seeing it get even deeper and more intense. So that scene, I think, makes sense to have in, but I don't know if it's strong enough to hold as a whole episode. Maybe I feel like maybe it should have been added on to a different episode or something. I'm not sure. I just don't quite feel like it works completely. And the whole Laconia tickets thing being the same weekend should have been a beat that was put in when the trip was first planned. It shouldn't have been so late, because I don't get why nobody noticed, or why Ben didn't notice, because he was part of the planning from the initial idea, I'm pretty sure. So I don't get why Ben didn't notice. It should have come up earlier. And then Lewis changing himself so much and so intensely, I get why that's there, but I don't know if it could be added somewhere else. It just doesn't feel like a full and complete episode. This is probably my least favorite episode so far. I'm not loving it. But, like I said, the rest of the season is fantastic, and I'm happy to see it. So, we'll get on with the rest of it coming up soon. I'll see you back very soon for episode 9. Yay!